Live concerts in D.C. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Closer to normal, some COVID-related changes in Montgomery County. I'm Kate Ryan.
Some local 12 to 15-year-olds could get COVID shots this week. It's midnight.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The FBI says a gang of criminal hackers is behind that massive ransomware hack of a major U.S. fuel pipeline. CBS's Jeff Begays has the latest.
It's not known whether the company has or will pay that ransom, but the suspension in the pipeline's operations has caused gas prices to tick up across the affected region.
If this outage goes past the end of the week, prices could spike pretty dramatically.
The country's largest oil refinery in Texas has scaled back operations, and the shortage of jet fuel could impact several airports if the situation is not resolved soon.
The operator hopes to have services mostly restored by the end of the week. The FDA greenlights Pfizer's COVID vaccine for kids 12 and up. More from CBS's Chris Martinez.
The announcement will give roughly 17 million children and teenagers access to the vaccine. The move is expected to be formally approved by a CDC advisory committee on Wednesday.
Vaccinating a younger population brings us closer to returning to a sense of normalcy and to ending the pandemic.
The CDC says the U.S. has seen about 1.5 million COVID-19 cases in kids between 11 and 17.
And big cities are doing more now to get more shots into people's arms.
Today, New York's governor announced a new incentive to get people vaccinated. Starting Wednesday, they will open up 8 transit sites across the city for 5 days, like this one here at Penn Station, for walk-in one-shot vaccinations in exchange for a free subway pass for a week.
That's CBS's Meg Oliver reporting. Russell Westbrook sets an NBA record once considered untouchable. He set his 182nd triple-double, surpassing Oscar Robertson's record from 1974. The 32-year-old Westbrook is in his 13th season with the NBA now, his first with the Washington Wizards. California's drought situation is getting worse. CBS's Steve Futterman is in L.A.
The Golden State is facing yet another serious water shortage. Governor Gavin Newsom has expanded a drought emergency declaration. It now covers 41 of the state's 58 counties. There are acute water shortages in the northern and central parts of the state brought on by a very dry spring, and that could result in wildfires. The Sierra Nevada snowpack, meanwhile, which provides more than 30% of the state's water, is far below its normal size. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Ukrainian Secret Service agents have confiscated a shipment of vodka produced inside Chernobyl's radioactive zone. The Chernobyl spirit company says 1,500 bottles of Atomic were seized back in March, and it was over excise stamp problems. This is CBS News.
WTOP News Time, 12:03. The Tuesday morning, 11th of May, 2021. Partly cloudy, chilly this overnight early morning. Low in the 40s by daybreak, 54. In our nation's capital right now. I'm Dean Lang. We do indeed thank you for taking us along for your morning ride. Topping the local stories we are looking at as we head into this Tuesday together, we begin with Fairfax Commonwealth Attorney Steve Descano saying that a state trooper had no legal basis, apparently, for pulling over a black woman who was later arrested and charged.
What made you pull me over?
Can you step out here? I'll show you.
Why am I stepping out the car?
I'll show you what's wrong with your car.
You can tell me from in here?
Huh?
I said, you can tell me from in here? I don't really want to step outside my car.
Okay, I need you to step out of the car. I need you to step out of the car.
For what?
Because I need you to step out of the car because you took off from me on a traffic stop.
I thought you were...
Are you not going to step out of the car?
No, I thought you were emergency. I thought you were like a...
Can you take your seatbelt off for me, please, ma'am?
I thought you were a... What's it called? I thought you were an ambulance or something. That's why I was trying to get out of the way at first.
Descano is demanding an internal state police investigation into this incident, which happened on the Beltway March 6th. The Washington Post reports Descano has dismissed all charges against Juanisha Brooks, a Pentagon civilian employee. She had been charged with resisting arrest, eluding police, failing to have her headlights on, and reckless driving. State police say this morning the stop and arrest were proper. The troopers have been on the job for 24 years. New this morning, D.C. announcing it expects to fully lift pandemic restrictions for COVID for businesses about this time next month.
Talking about bars, nightclubs, and large sport and entertainment venues, as of June 11th, all capacity limits and restrictions related to time and types of activities will be lifted. And D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says Friday, the 21st,
we will be turning on substantially more activity in the district.
People will be able to dance at weddings. Bars and nightclubs can allow 50% capacity, and restaurants and houses of worship will have no capacity limits. Christy King, WTOP News.
WTOP News Time, 12:05. The operator of some of D.C.'s premier live music venues delighted this morning to learn that all capacity restrictions will soon be lifted on June 11th. Paving the way now for a return to live performances in our nation's capital.
It's not exactly clear when music venues will reopen, but there's no doubt fans, including those who've seen Leon Bridges at the 930 Club and the Anthem, are ready for the music.
We are completely thrilled.
Audrey Fick Schaefer, spokeswoman for IMP, which owns 930 and the Anthem, and operates Merriweather Post and Lincoln Theater, says you can't flip a switch and turn these venues back on, but work is underway.
We can't wait to get our furloughed employees back. We can't wait to get the fans back and the bands back.
She says the pedal's to the metal, rebuilding the concert venue teams and developing a concert schedule. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
And COVID-19 restrictions in Montgomery County continue to be loosened now that the Pfizer vaccine is closer to being given to younger teens. WTOP's Kate Ryan tells us on this, there's a new push apparently for vaccinations, including in the school system.
Six Montgomery County libraries will be open on an appointment basis, and two senior centers will offer in-person programs for the first time in months. And Montgomery County Council President Tom Hucker made a pitch as the FDA was about to announce the authorized use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for kids between the ages of 12 and 15.
If we hold vaccine clinics at schools, within the walk shed of some of our most impacted neighborhoods, many more of our families could take advantage of them.
The school systems confirmed they're working with the county on plans to get students vaccinated. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Washington Capitals will open the Stanley Cup playoffs this weekend, Saturday night, to be exact, against the Boston Bruins. Game one is at Capital One Arena at 7:15 p.m. The rest of the series, not yet announced. 7 on WTOP, an update on traffic and weather in just 1 minute.
I was at a Nats game, and I got a call from my doctor. I had leukemia. She told me to go straight to the ER. I did, and then spent 108 days in the hospital. In one moment, my life was changed forever.
That is John Meyer. He is one of almost 200,000 Americans who battle blood cancer each year. John is in remission. However, many aren't as fortunate. Approximately every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. dies from blood cancer. In an effort to raise awareness and money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, WTOP is supporting John's campaign for LLS Man of the Year. John's